Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And you know what that means. It's RU Fridays around here, and tonight's a special night. It's the 11th anniversary of the RU Recovery Program here at Bible Baptist Church. Oh, my friends, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have come through the program over these 11 years and found freedom. The freedom to be free from stubborn habits and addictions. And we'd like you to come out and celebrate with us tonight at 7 o'clock right here at Bible Baptist Church, 7 to 9 p.m., and you'll be glad you did. Why don't you start your flight for freedom? You know somebody that's struggling with stubborn habits or addictions, or you just want to say, I'd like to get in a good discipleship course and grow in my relationship with the Lord. Boy, this is what you're looking for right here. So why don't you get involved and grow in your relationship with Christ and join us tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Philippians chapter 1. I want to talk to you a little bit about happiness. Happiness is a decision. In Philippians 1, verse 3, Paul writes, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, many people are waiting to arrive at happiness. But can I help you? Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a journey. Happiness doesn't come in an hour or a day or a week or a month. Happiness comes in minutes. And if I can be happy for minutes, then I can be happy for an hour. If I can be happy for an hour, I can be happy for hours. If I can be happy for hours, I can be happy for days. If I can be happy for days, I can be happy for weeks. And the months and the years will take care of themselves. The road through life is not always a pleasant one, but we can always be happy on the journey and joyful in the journey. You see, so many people think their happiness is some distant goal. Well, I'll be happy when I find my soulmate, they think. Or I'll be happy when I get to live at this place. I'll be happy when I get finished with school. I'll be happy when the kids are grown. I'll be happy when I get that promotion. I'll be happy when I'm able to retire. I'll be happy when I get a certain income. I'll be happy once the baby's born. I'll be happy if I just recover from this illness. I'll be happy if I get all the bills paid. I'd be happy if I get out of debt. I'd be happy if I could just get a new car. Or I'll be happy when I win the lottery. I'll be happy if I get a bigger home. When? Life brings new problems, new complications. Old ones pass, but new ones are coming around the bend. Happiness depends on your attitude. And the truth is, you take that wherever you go. Happiness isn't on the outside. Happiness comes from the inside. Happiness is a decision. Most of the time, it just means an attitude adjustment on our part. Philippians all about joy. And joy is having the right attitude. The right attitude about what? Well, first of all, the right attitude towards people. You know, people are often the cause of a bad attitude. You say, well, they just people really bug me. Well, I'm sure that we really bug other people sometimes. There's no perfect people. There's no one who doesn't have any imperfections. So train yourself to see the good in other people. The Bible talks about the judgment that will come when Christians stand before God. And it says the hidden things and the secret things of our hearts are going to be made manifest. And man, when I think of that, I think, wow, I'm not sure I'm going to like that. But the end of that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says, and then shall every man have praise of God. God's going to find something to give everybody praise for. Couldn't we do that in our life? Like David, when Saul and Jonathan, he got word that Saul and Jonathan were killed in the battle with the Philistines. Remember what David said? Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives. And in their deaths, they were not separated. Oh, my friend, let's make sure that we're looking for the good in people. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who was asked to give a reference to a man who staunchly opposed him and was openly critical of him. He was asked to give his opinion of this man, and he gave a good recommendation. And one of his close confidants said to him, said, how could you do that when you know that that man can't stand you? Abraham Lincoln said, they asked me what I thought of him, not what he thought of me. You see, that's the right attitude. Your attitude towards people must change if you're going to have joy, if you're going to have happiness. It's your choice. Then he talks about circumstances. In verses 12 and 13, he said, I would have you understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen rather to the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. He says, now here's my circumstances. I'm in bonds, I'm in prison, but the result of that is I'm getting to preach the gospel. The gospel's going to go to Rome. And because I'm able to still preach, other people are more bold to preach. He says, listen, I can be happy because it's not just the circumstance. I know the God of the circumstance. And God directs my life. He directs my steps. But in chapter 2, he talks about you have to have the right attitude about yourself. He said, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Have the mind of Christ. Don't think you're better than anybody else. Esteem others better than myself. And this is the Apostle Paul. There wasn't another apostle like him in the New Testament. Jesus, the Bible said, in fact, he compares it to Jesus in verse 6, when he said, Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. That was Jesus. That was our example. You say, wow, every now and then you'll have a story in the news, you know, some congressman or some person who thinks they're important gets in trouble and they make this statement, don't you know who I am? You know who I am? I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. I'm just a servant of Jesus Christ. That's the right attitude to have. And then he says you got to have the right attitude towards things. In chapter 3, in verses 7 and 8, he says, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. He said, Benton, it's so easy for us to fall in love with things. Isn't that what happened to Achan when he took of the accursed thing? It happened with Gehazi when he turned back and went after Naaman and said, yeah, I'll take that gold, I'll take that reward, I'll take that suit of clothes. We all want to love things. We want that nice house and nice car and nice clothes and nice furniture and nice position and nice income. But we have to be so, so careful not to allow that desire for other things to consume us. Parable of the sower, it says that lust of other things can choke the word and keep us from serving God, keep us from growing in the Lord. The world, listen, anything this world offers, anything this world has, is nothing when it compares to knowing Christ. Nothing when it compares to having a relationship with our Savior, the one who died for us. Oh, my friend, have the right attitude about things. Have the right attitude about yourself. Right attitude about circumstances. The right attitude about other people. And then in chapter 4, in verse 6, he says, you have to have the right attitude about worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He's saying you got to pray about everything. Don't be full of care about anything. When you do that, it keeps you from the peace of God. Nobody ever solved their problem by worrying about it. Remember, Paul's writing this chained to a guard in prison, cold, hungry, lonely, friendless. But you know what he says? I'm praying about everything. I'm casting all my care upon him, for he cares for me. In everything, give thanks, for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So he's not going to worry about it. He's going to just pray about it. And then you have to have the right attitude in your thoughts. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's so easy to think negative thoughts, isn't it? But it's just as easy to think a positive thought. But what you think is what you'll be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let's make sure we're guarding our thoughts. As 2 Corinthians reminds us, let's bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. Let's cast down imaginations and any thoughts that arise against the knowledge of God, what we know is true about God, and let's cast them out. And let's make sure we're thinking thoughts that are true and right and lovely and of good report. Just because something's negative doesn't mean you have to express it. No, the Bible talks often about putting off and putting on. So put off the old and put on the new. Our thoughts plus our words will equal our actions. So be careful. Be careful how you think. Thinking determines living. And so make sure that we're guarding our thoughts. Satan loves to give us the wrong thoughts. How many times have I talked to people and say, man, you have stinking thinking. And that's what's going to mess your life up. So how do we get happy? How do we have joy? We have to have the right attitude towards people. We have to have a right attitude towards our circumstances. We have to have the right attitude about ourselves. We have to have the right attitude about things. We have the right attitude about worry. We have the right attitude about our thoughts. And we also have to have the right attitude about our present and our future. In chapter 4 and verse number 11, Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Paul said, I have all I need. I know I'm in prison. I know I have chains around me. But I have all I need. And I know he can supply everything I need. God cares about you in the present. God cares about you right now. But God will care for you in the future as well. You just got to believe God. Adjust your attitude. Ask God to adjust your attitude. Why don't you just make a decision today? I'm going to be a happy Christian. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. So let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Don't make happiness a when thing. Make it a now thing. Happiness is a choice. So pastor's wife in Canal Winchester, Brother Fowler's church, Heritage Baptist Church in Canal Winchester, and Reese Fowler, his wife, and her saying that she's made quite famous, I think, is choose happy. Choose happy. And that's what she does each day. She makes the choice to be happy. But you know what? That's what we all ought to do. Paul said in Acts 26, I think myself happy. There's some truth to that. You can think yourself happy. You can think yourself sick. You can think yourself crazy. You can. But you can think yourself happy or you can think yourself sad. I want to choose happy. Choose happiness. Adjust your attitude towards people, towards circumstances, towards yourself, towards things, towards worry, towards thoughts, and towards your present and your future. God will take care of you. Well, hope that's been a blessing to you today. I'm encouraged by that. I hope you are as well. Look forward to seeing some of you at the 11th anniversary of RU this evening, 7 o'clock. The rest of us may be on Sunday, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday for our services. And if you can't make that out, come back and join us Monday for the radio broadcast. All right? Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.